run begin.
How long before you can make the jump to light speed?
Take a few moments to get the coordinates from the navicomputer.
Are you kidding? At the rate they're gaining?
Traveling through hyperspace ain't like dusting crops, boy. Without precise calculations, we'd fly right through a star or bounce too close to a supernova and then it'd end your trip real quick, wouldn't it?
What's that flashing?
We're losing it at flicker shield.
Both strap yourselves in. I'm gonna make the jump to light speed.
Humans aren't as good as we should be in our capacity to empathize with feelings and thoughts of others. Be they humans or other animals on Earth. So maybe part of our formal education should be training in empathy. Imagine how different the world would be if there were reading, writing, arithmetic, empathy. This is Wonder Soul, a podcast. Welcome to episode 40, Polarize. Thank you for listening and your amazing support. Please enjoy.
Our own planet is only a tiny part of the vast cosmic tapestry, a starry fabric of worlds yet untold.
Those worlds in space are as countless as all the grains of sand on all the beaches of the Earth. Each of those worlds is as real as ours. In every one of them, there's a succession of incidents, events, occurrences, which influence its future. Countless worlds, numberless moments, an immensity of space and time. And our small planet, at this moment, here we face a critical branch point in history. What we do with our world right now will propagate down through the centuries and powerfully affect the destiny of our descendants. It is well within our power to destroy our civilization and perhaps our species as well, if we capitulate to superstition or greed or stupidity. We can plunge our world into a darkness deeper than the time between the collapse of classical civilization and the Italian Renaissance. But we are also capable of using our compassion and our intelligence, our technology and our wealth, to make an abundant and meaningful life for every inhabitant of this planet, to enhance enormously our understanding of the universe, and to carry us to the stars.
This is Wonder Soul, a weekly podcast series featuring a variety of topics dealing with life's many passions and experiences. Welcome everyone, I'm your host, Bearded Buddha. This is episode number 40, titled Polarize. Before we get started with today's episode, I just want to remind you to go follow and support Wonder Soul on Twitter and Instagram, and also on YouTube. If you would also like to follow and support the Wonder Gaming channel on Twitch, just look up Wonder underscore gaming, that's WNDR underscore gaming, for video game streams, and just come out and hang out with us as we stream live. Hopefully while you're hanging out with us, as you're watching the Twitch streams, or if you're listening to this podcast, I hope that you've checked out So Sick Clothing Company, merchandise for gamers, and not just for gamers, for really anybody who likes awesome designs on shirts, crewnecks, hoodies, for both boys and girls. They also sell stickers. You can find a lot of streamer merch on there and some headwear. Go over there to their website. It's in the link in the description below. Check it out. Get something. Wear it. Look cool. One of the ones that I'm liking right now is the So Sick, quote, iced tea. On the back, you get this like purple, blue, vaporwave color palette over a set of mountains where it says So Sick. And if you even notice the details of just the snow covering the tops of the letters, it's just really cool. I like their unique visions for their brand and for the designs that they create for all of their clothing and apparel. So yeah, go check them out. Just a reminder, that's going to be SOESIC, So Sick. And while you're there, if you're a listener to Wondersoul, go ahead and put in promo code Wondersoul, that's WNDRSOUL, and you'll get 15% off your purchase on the website. So yeah, check them out and go follow them on Instagram and Twitter as well. So with all that being said, let's go ahead and get into episode 40, Polarize. So to start off this episode, I guess I should fill you in on a little bit of the background of where I live and some of the culture that is here. I wasn't born here. I was born in Maine. I moved down to the state of Alabama around early 2000. And one of the things that you can ask anybody who's even just visited the state is that they're very, very passionate about college football. It's either Alabama, the Crimson Tide, or Auburn. War Eagle, right? So, or the Auburn Tigers. My bad, I don't want to fuck that up for anybody, but it's either one or the other. Now, there are some other schools, UAB, which is the University of Alabama in Birmingham. They used to have a football program. I think they still do now, or they got one back. Shows how much I know, right? And then you got Troy Trojans and, you know, some other colleges that play in the state, and a lot of them are good, but the two main ones are Alabama and Auburn. And if you're born here, you are pretty much chosen at birth to be one of these teams fans. Or if you move down here like my family did, you are given a choice. But you can't really just go in the middle and say, yeah, I like both of them. Or, yeah, I don't really like football. It's not that simple. I mean, down here in the South, football is like religion. People are very passionate about these teams, and they support them all year round, and you really can't blame them. I mean, it's a fun sport. Football is definitely one of my favorite sports, and the amount of passion that you can feel from the fans, from the teams, all year round, not just in football season, is incredible, and there's really nothing quite like it. I have been a fan of multiple different teams throughout the years, different sports, and really nothing has been able to match the amount of excitement and passion that you feel when you're down here when it comes to these two teams. Now, granted, I tell you all that because if you remember or if you recall that this week was the midterm election, right? Hopefully you went out and voted. If you didn't, okay. If you did, okay. We're not going to get into all of that in this episode at all. Don't run away. This is not a political episode either. I mean, and it's not even a sports episode. It's a really everything kind of episode. I wanted to call this one Polarized because I don't know if I'm the only one, but some of the topics that we've been hearing in our country here in the United States a lot is this whole topic of the country is polarized and divided, right? You've been hearing that on the news, amongst friends and family. It's just this really hot topic and this word that gets thrown out a lot. Now, if it was up to me, I would have to assume that they, whoever is telling you this, really wants you to think that it's just out of the blue. Like this is just coming up now and that, you know, we've always been pretty much in the same boat when it came to beliefs or interests and all sorts of stuff. And I mean, if you know your history, obviously that is not true. Now, what made me want to do this kind of episode is the trend that I've seen when I started to really take that word polarize and put it in other categories and genres, right? So right now it's a very political term, obviously, with Republicans and Democrats, right? You're either on the left or you're on the right. You either are here or you're there, right? There's really no in the middle, and you have to pick a side. And I started to wonder, that sounds very familiar. If you really stop to think about it and you look at a lot of different aspects in your life, personally, and your interests and passions, I mean, I mentioned it at the beginning of every episode, Wondersoul is about your passions and experiences, but they're so diverse. Not everybody has the same passions and not everybody has the same experiences. For most people, they would consider that pretty common knowledge, right? But one of the things that's been happening a lot lately that I've been able to like really pinpoint on is this whole lack of empathy. And I say that because it seems like, and I don't really know, this is going to be an interesting episode to hear feedback from people, because really I'm not going to sit here and tell you something and then pretend that I know the answer, and that if you listen to the end of this episode that I've done my research and I've figured it all out, because I haven't, and I don't think anybody else really has either. And if they have, I just never came across it. But I say that there's this lack of empathy because I don't know if you remember or know what the actual definition of empathy is, but let me give it to you right now. All right, empathy, according to the Webster Dictionary, is the action of understanding, being aware of, being sensitive to, experiencing the feelings, thoughts, and experience of others, of either the past or present, without having the feelings, thoughts, and experience fully communicated in an objectively explicit manner. A second definition can be the imaginative projection of a subjective state into an object so that the object appears to be infused with it. Look, one of the things that happens every time I see something terrible in the news, hear about something good or bad, I always feel like I put myself in like this state of mind of, what if that happened to me? Like, how would I feel? How would I react? Like, if you've ever watched like a scary movie or anything like that, where you're just like, oh, what would I do? Like, how scary would that be to be in that position or that situation? And I guess that shows empathy. And why I bring up empathy is that I feel like the severe lack of it nowadays is, I wouldn't say at an all-time high, but it just seems like it's higher than it really needs to be at all. With all of us being so connected and able to see the world and other people in such a different perspective and light, it's really stunning to me that I think that people up until the World Wide Web, they felt that their lives and their beliefs and everything that they rooted for and stood for was what everybody else really did. That they weren't alone. The rest of the world was pretty much on the same page. Maybe that's just my assumption or my opinion. I'm not sure. I know that there was the newspaper. I know that there's news and people had information. But I'm just thinking that maybe with the internet and social media and us all being connected and able to see everything happening all over the world all the time so quickly, it's really shattered that image of, you know, everybody's like me. Everybody believes in what I believe in. Everybody likes what I like. Because I think in some ways it's caused people to feel offended. It's caused people to feel like they have to defend what they, you know, like and believe in, extremely, you know. And I also feel like it's making people have these like outrageous reactions to individuals that don't tend to like what they like or see things the way that they see them, or you know, anything like that. if you've ever had that kind of reaction from a friend or someone when they're like, oh, have you checked out this game or this show or movie? And you're like, yeah, I just don't like it. And they just go, what? You don't like it? Why don't you like it? And then they just spend as much time and effort as they can to try to convince you, almost like they're trying to convert you into like their religion of like, hey, I can't believe you don't like Star Wars. Let me sit down and talk to you about Star Wars. And by the end of it, you'll be just like me, a fan of Star Wars. And look, I understand it's awesome when you find individuals that share your interests and your passions. And I think it's easier now than ever to connect with people across the whole entire planet and discover those that really share the same level of interest in so many different things. And that's a beautiful thing. But I also feel like it's really caused some, I guess, division and segregation, in the sense that you have people now grouping up and there's this me versus you mentality. And I think that's why I wanted to bring up the Alabama Auburn. And I hope I'm not stepping on anybody's toes when I talk about this. And I'm always going to be an outsider to the state. The state has always been a place that I've loved and gotten to meet so many awesome people and have always felt at home. But there's just certain things, no matter what, whenever, even in places that you're born in, you'll feel like, I just don't fit in with the way that this culture believes or, you know, thinks about this. When it comes to like certain passions kind of going to the extreme, right? So I've always felt that when you sit down in Alabama and Auburn fan, like a hardcore fan, they will defend their teams till the death of them. Like, no matter what, there's nothing you can say or do to convince them or persuade them or even just tell them, like, no, look, these are the facts. Here are the numbers. Here's like the cold, hard evidence that this is this and not what you're saying. And they just deny it up and down. And I use that as an example. These fans and all these, look, fans of those teams and fans in general are awesome people. Most of the time, they're really cool. You're always going to have some fans of whatever be kind of trash bags, but you know, that's just what it is. I only say those examples because it's ones that I'm familiar with. I've just really grown up with knowing that competitive passion that I've felt between both of these teams and the fans of these teams. I mean, they sell license plates that say House Divided. I mean, it's a big, big deal here. Now, and that's why when I see like the things going on in politics, I just have like a really easy way to just kind of connect, like, oh, Republicans and Democrats to me fit into the same category as a Alabama and Auburn fan. You're basically fans of the same thing in a sense, and you both represent the same thing, but you have different colors, you have different mascots, you have different players and coaches, you have there's things that separate you, obviously. But what happens is there's this whole me versus you, like, you don't like what I like, and if I can't get you to like it, like, I can't believe it's so not obvious why you don't like this, well then screw you, like, I don't want anything to do with you. I think that's something, unfortunately, that a lot of people have experienced over the last couple years through politics. I mean, you know, families and friends have divided over who they voted for or who they support or whatever beliefs that they have. They've taken everything that makes you be in this relationship or love or that keeps you connected, and they've severed those ties because of these other things that have now all of a sudden taken over. And look, the message of this episode is not to not stand up for what you believe in. I mean, obviously do that. But I hope that when it comes to certain things, that you understand really how important is this? How big of a deal is this? Can I show empathy and just try to put myself in that other person's shoes and try to begin to understand even why they even think the way they think, enjoy what they enjoy, and just be able to leave it like that. Like, maybe I don't change my mind on what I think about that, but it's like having a fan of Sony, right? This go into, because I have some examples written down. Let's go into like video games, right? So you got a Sony PlayStation fanboy, right? Like a hardcore Sony until the day I die, has had every system, you know, and that's awesome. Like, you have found something in this world that you love and it's always brought you happiness and joy. Great. But then they rather spend most of their time putting down the things that are not Sony and the things that they've now, for some reason, have come to this like logic in their brain where it's like, because I like this, I have to hate this. Because I raise this up, I need to put this down. And I don't really think that's how it should be with really a lot of things. You can like something and be a fan of it, but just because you really prefer Sony over Nintendo or Microsoft and Xbox, doesn't mean that you need to spend most of your time going, yeah, Xbox is trash. Oh, you've wasted your money on a Nintendo Switch. Why didn't you get a PlayStation? You don't get the PlayStation exclusives. Da 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 da. Look, you like PlayStation, cool. Enjoy it, love it. And hopefully you are surrounded by people that just go, hey, I'd rather play Xbox, but dude, I see why you like PlayStation, man. God of War, I wish I could have played that. You know, Spider-Man, that sucks. It didn't come out on Nintendo Switch, you know? But just kind of respecting each other's beliefs. Like, when did we lose sight of that? When did we start to just think that everybody has to feel and think the way that I do? Like, I'm the main character to this movie you call life, and everyone else needs to fall in line and play their part. You guys are just co-stars. If anything, you're extras. And I think that's just a mentality that's developed either by this, like, surge of finding people that really are passionate and like what you like, and also them realizing that there are people that don't like what you like and that think the opposite and even contradict everything that you believe in. And I think that sets like two different tones. On one hand, you are loving the fact that you are able to find other people to connect with. Everybody wants to connect. What is one of the best things that we can even think about that causes connection? Like, oh, you like basketball? Me too. Boom, connection. I mean, now the more we go forward and take more steps, like, okay, we like basketball. Well, okay, who's the greatest basketball player of all time? Who's your favorite team? You see how we start going from here's the big, big circle, and then we start cutting it up and we start peeling back the layers, and then we forget. We go so far down the rabbit hole that we absolutely forget what it is that kept us connected and the things that were in common when it references back to what we even like were mentioning in the beginning. So we forget that we even like basketball. It's more of like, oh, you're a Celtics fan? Well, I'm a Lakers fan. You know, go on with yourself. I don't want anything to do with you. Well, hold up. I mean, we basically still like the same sport. The things about the sport, we tend to love and share that as well. But now it's like a me versus you. You're not on my team, so you need to be destroyed. You need to be put down. And hopefully one day you'll wake up and see that the LA Lakers are the best team in the NBA. Or that LeBron James is the greatest basketball player of all time, and that Michael Jordan was not and never will be now that we have players like LeBron. You know, you see those conversations, that's where the dialogue, you know, it just goes off course. It becomes destructive, it becomes negative. Where we started on this with positivity and just like, oh, this is awesome, I'm finding other people that like the things that I like, it's now collapsed on itself. And now you are just filled with like going through the rubble. And before you know it, you broke down the pieces so small you can't even tell what that was when it started, before it collapsed. It could have been a beautiful building, but now it's just dust and pebbles. And you couldn't even begin to even try to even like sort through it to even know where to begin to put it back together, you know? And that's, I don't know exactly what that comes from. Is it a tribal thing? Is it from our ancestors? You know, is it this like feeling of we all want to be accepted? And so when you start surrounding yourself or discovering people that accept you for who you are and what you like, you feel like everybody else has it out for you or something like that. Like they're your enemy. Now, hey, granted, I know that people have been bullied. We've encountered trolls, people that just like to start things just to start. They hone in and they search out and find what you like, and they just like enjoy taking that and just, you know, rubbing it in the dirt and just spitting on it. And just to see your reaction, just to see you down, because they themselves haven't been able to find something that they care that much about. And they are so jealous and full of envy that you are happy and something makes you happy. And the only thing that they've been able to figure out that makes them happy is actually seeing others not happy. And that's really messed up. And it's really, really easy these days when you have the internet. A lot of people like to use the term keyboard warriors. And I think that's what's kind of throwing a lot of fuel on the fire. I mean, we do a lot of our interaction online. It's a lot of digital communication now. So that's where all of our thoughts are going. It's going into the web. And it's just easier for someone to sit in the comforts of their own home, type something, and then just walk away and go to the kitchen, you know, and not have to deal with any repercussions or any consequences. You don't have to see that individual's reaction. You don't get to actually physically see them go through pain, that to see like you hurt their feelings. Like, remember when you were growing up and when you were a kid, when anybody ever like made fun of you or picked on you or vice versa, you know, like if you've ever done that to someone else, because I believe we probably all have at some point. And then you see like the moment they start crying, or that you see like, oh, their facial expressions, their body language, everything's changed. Oh, I feel bad. Because you see, that's empathy. That's compassion. That's sympathy. There's some core human emotions that are severely lacking in the digital age and that are not available when we need them the most. Because right now and in the future and in the past, we've always needed those. And I think that it's crazy to me that throughout all of our history, and knowing as much as we know now, that's the problem that we face. You know, is it like the part of wanting to be a part of a group, and that you have to represent that group, and if you're not in that group, then you're not cool with me? Like, you don't like Xbox? What are you doing? This is a Nintendo only club. You know, like this club mentality. Because there's just so many different examples. And that's the thing, like when you sit down and you talk to people that don't share your views, your opinions, your beliefs, anything like that, it is so important that you keep an open mind. I was talking to my mom today when I was like discussing this topic, because we've just been talking about different things in the news and stuff. And, you know, one of the things she was mentioning is just like, you know, don't burn any bridges, because, you know, everybody's mind changes. You know, if you today are trashing Apple iPhones, right, and you have an Android, and you're just like, I'll never buy an iPhone in my life. And then fast forward like 5 years from now, something happens where, oh, man, I really want an iPhone, man. They added this. Man, they look so cool. I wish I had that. Man, screw this Android. Get this out of here. But then remember all the times you talked all that shit and that you pretty much tried to burn that bridge of like, I'll never, ever buy an Apple product in my whole entire life. They're trash. You can't do this. See, like, it's like, okay, you can like Android. You can like Apple. You can like whatever. So talk about why you like it. Maybe the more you talk about why you like something, you'll get your message around a lot clearer and faster. If people hear you talk good and positive about whatever it is that you are representing or that you believe in, right? Instead of like instant reaction is now to put the opposition down. So if you have an Android phone, okay, why do you like Android? Let's talk about that. Maybe I'm a diehard Apple owner. My whole life I've always bought only Apple products. And we get the opportunity to sit down and talk, and you're an avid Android owner. So now you have this opportunity. If we both keep open minds and that we both let each other talk and do the equal amount of listening, then you never know. After all these years, there could be something that you say that's not negative, that's not putting down Apple, that's not saying, well, you know, I've always liked Android because, you know, Apple phones, they can't do this. And Apple has always been really bad about that. If you can try to just focus on the good, you'll be surprised. I might be like, wow, you know, I never knew that Android phones could do that, you know? And I'll come to that conclusion. You know, if I'm honest, I'll be like, yeah, I know that iPhones don't have this feature or function. Well, that's something that I could really get some use out of. I wish I had the, you know, that kind of technology. You know, maybe when it's time to upgrade, I'll go and check it out. And that's so much better of a dialogue and a conversation than for each side to just trash the other one. You see it all the time. And I don't understand why we think that by putting down the other side, we are going to rise up and more people are going to gravitate towards why we think we are the winners and they are the losers. And it's just really all about keeping an open mind, not closing it off to possibilities, not closing it off to the fact that maybe somebody could come around and convince you otherwise, that, you know, what you believe in and what you represent, something could change. Something could drastically change. And you're going to be like, oh, wow, I know I said never, but I guess I can't never say never, because that is a very true statement. You can never say never. That applies to a lot of different things in life. But that's why I'm saying it's okay to be passionate and be happy and proud of whatever it is that you like and represent that aligns with what you are as a person. That's fine. But it's all about how we go about doing it. You know, you watch during election times, I mean, we could rewind the clock back to 2016, even recently, just all the smear campaigns, right? Every person that's running is just like filling up your TV, your YouTube and whatever with ads of just like, so-and-so back in this, he voted this way. You don't want that to happen, do you? You know, it's just like going back, digging up dirt. We saw it a lot in the last election. And I think in a weird way, that kind of promoted this idea that it's okay, that's how you're supposed to compete. Like, it's not really trying to boost yourself up, it's to put the other person down. And that goes for both sides. And I just don't understand when we lost the idea or the option that we could select that says it's okay, we can agree to disagree. You know, no matter how much you like boost up, let's think about something. Okay, here's a good one. No matter how much that you can boost up like DC movies, right? DC, Marvel, you know, comic books like Batman, Spider-Man, okay? No matter how much you can boost up DC, I may still just go, hey man, you know, I get it. I understand why you like what you like, You actually have some pretty good points. I just, I just don't have any interest, man. It's just, for me, I just like Marvel better. It's just something that, hey, I'm more open to watching DC movies or checking out their comic books and stuff. But, thank you. I'm glad you were respectful. And that's a very strong keyword, respectful, respecting each other's opinions and beliefs. Really, no matter what, no matter if you think that that person's going to be happier, benefit from it, be healthier, who knows? Oh, like, dude, I think that you would love this new show that's on Netflix. Man, you gotta check it out. Nah, man, it's just not for me. I really don't have any interest. You can't get upset. I mean, if you wanted to go out of your way to suggest something or pitch something to someone, that is on you, but nobody forced you to do that. You just gotta almost pick your battles carefully. I really just, when I suggest something to a friend or a family member, like, hey, you should check this out, it's really with the idea in mind that, oh, I know this person well enough to know that there are certain things that if I like, they would probably like, because we've had that common thread throughout the history of our friendship, right? But when it comes to certain things like random strangers and people like that, and just going, let me get on the internet and just find everybody that doesn't believe what I believe in and just try to go on this crusade. No, you need to pump the brakes a little bit. Everybody has their own beliefs. Everybody has their own interests. I mean, look at just the diversity of Wondersoul. Look at the diversity of what you like. It's amazing that we still think that we all need to be in this one huge group of we all think this way. I think there are some fundamental beliefs and ideas that, benefit all of us, that do more, good than harm. And I really think that maybe that's something that we should all at least try to be on the same page. But when it comes to certain things, you just need to know the difference. You need to have the common sense to be able to look at certain topics or certain things and certain people and just kind of go, you know what, it's not even worth it. That's not my battle to fight. I'm just going to enjoy what I enjoy, as long as it's not hurting anyone, then that's fine. You can have all the posters of Republican or Democrat all in your room, as long as you're not going out shouting, cursing, fighting, doing all this stuff that's so bad and negative to try to get your point across. It's just not going to help your case, and it's not going to convince anybody else that, that's an awesome idea. I need to go do that, and I need to align myself with whatever that is. Don't do it. Enjoy it. It is what it is. You are who you are. A lot of us can't help what we like, and that's okay. And just remember, don't burn any bridges, keep an open mind, and just be prepared that no matter what, whatever you believe in, it takes a certain amount of faith, I think. And I think a lot of people, when they think of the word faith, they think of like religious tones and stuff like that. But think about it. If you're a fan of McDonald's, right? I know, it's kind of crazy. But bear with me, right? You're a fan of McDonald's. Love it. Favorite place to eat all the time, right? You're just always showing up to places with a bag of Mickey D's, right? And everybody knows that. You always do as much as you can to just go, hey, I heard that they put this on the dollar menu. We should go check it out. Ha ha, all that. And then you wake up one day, you look on the news, and then boom, just all this craziness comes out about McDonald's. McDonald's poisons people's food. McDonald's owner and CEO, blah, blah, blah. A bunch of craziness, right? And it just shatters. You had put your faith in a product, in a company, in people. And I mean, people are awesome. Human beings were an awesome, awesome creation. But we all should know that nothing is perfect. Nothing. No matter how much you love something, no matter how much passion you have for whatever it is not perfect. And what happens is you let your fandom, your passion, override and overtake your brain and makes you think that everything about it is flawless. And that is simply not true. And so you need to always be prepared for things to go south. For that, whatever it is that you are talking about, representing, believing, that it could turn around and backstab you, that it could let you down, that it could disappoint you. And on those occasions, you need to have the pride and dignity to allow yourself to admit, yes, I heard the news. That's not cool. Yeah, you know I'm a big McDonald's fan, but if they're putting broken glass pieces in their fries, then I can't really, you know, go with that. I can't support that. You see what I'm seeing today? It doesn't matter. There are going to be somebody out there that's like such a huge fan of McDonald's that they could have been doing anything terrible, and no matter what, be McDonald's until the day I die. And I'm just thinking to myself, I'm shaking my head. It's just like, come on, like admit when something is wrong, your moral compass should be like going crazy. And it sucks. You know how many people must feel like pretty terrible or disappointed would be the better term. You know, if they're a fan of a celebrity that recently has just been like destroyed reputation wise by information and things coming out in the news and stuff, like they're the biggest fan of that individual. Look, they're people and companies and products and teams and all these things and politicians, they're all people too. And I don't think that there's a perfect person, a flawless person out there. There's just not. But you need to look past that logo and that mascot, whatever it is, and you're gonna get egg on your face, you're gonna get tomatoes thrown at you, you're not always gonna be the good guy, and you're not always gonna be the bad guy. You know, if something comes out about whatever it is, sometimes you can bounce back. Sometimes that you, if you're a good person, you can go, I know what you've heard about this football team or this baseball team and these players and stuff, and yeah, I do not support that, but just remember, or I want to remind you that that's not what this sport or this team or this city is about, and that we do not represent those things. We admit when we're wrong, we admit our mistakes, but we learn from them and we make sure that they don't ever happen again. But you know what happens? The problem lies and it's always when people don't want to be honest with themselves. They don't want to let go of this like perfect image of whatever it is that they support. And then they, in doing so, they're putting down and hurting themselves. And it's just like, come on now. You know, when situations arise, you need to think, you need to stop and breathe. And you gotta go to your head and you need to think, am I thinking and reacting or acting based off of emotion or off of like facts? Is it just because I am so full of pride and so supportive of whatever this is that I'm going to defend it no matter what? Or is it because, you know, hey, that I can't ignore the facts. I can't argue the facts. You know, hey, that sucks. We'll be better. We will change that. We will fix that. You know, there's been so many controversies and stuff that's been coming out throughout history, obviously. But, you know, in sports and in politics and with celebrities and, you know, all sorts of, you know, name it. Just name it. And you can find something. But, you know, it's just we need to remember that you're going out on a limb. You know, it's fun when you're on top and you think that everybody's good and that what you're representing is, you know, really a good thing or a good cause. But, you know, hey, just don't really be super taken off guard if it comes out that something fishy was happening or something was going on behind scenes or, you know, anything like that. But let me get back to like certain points that I want to touch on before the episode is over. When it comes to talking to friends and family, right, about really anything, new people that you meet, striking up conversation, getting to know someone, you're probably going to come across some topics, you're going to come across some things where you're just going to have to say, oh yeah, you know what, yeah, I don't agree with that, actually I don't like that a lot at all, but this is what you need to do. And you just need to think about, there's so many core, when you're a kid, lessons that we tend to forget as we get older. And one of the best ones is, you know, treat others the way you want to be treated. When you're having that conversation with somebody, just remember, you want to react and treat them the way that you would want them to react and treat you. So if you say something like, I love Marvel movies are my favorite, the person across the table goes, ah, you know what? I'm not such a big fan of Marvel movies. I prefer DC. I've always liked characters like Wonder Woman and Superman and Batman. You know, I actually really like the direction that they're going in when it comes to the movies, you know? But hey, I understand. I've watched some of the Marvel movies. They're pretty good movies. I have to admit, you know, I've just always related to these characters more. But yeah, I see. See, like that's good dialogue. You don't agree, but at the end of the day, without even saying it, you're coming to a common ground. You're both saying that you like these nerdy, geeky things. You like superheroes. You like these movies that they're making. Like, you may not like every single detail, but you don't always have to pull back the layers that deep. Sometimes it's just good to be able to know when to just stop. You know, like, hey, I like football. You like football. Okay, what teams do you like? Yeah, you can go that way, but then it's just like, even when you say, I like Alabama, you like Auburn, and then it's like, oh, well, we disagree. Then it's just like, okay, we're going to stop right there. Unless you believe that you can actually have a conversation without starting a fight, starting this ruckus, because I'm telling you, it may seem crazy, but families and friends and relationships have literally broken because of just disagreements on things like politics, like sports, and so many other things. Just because of the sheer fact that I can't reach common ground with you, I can't respect, you know, what you like and what you support, and the way that you present yourself about that, you know, offends me, and you're just rude about it. You know, there's certain things, right, that just, you just got to remember that you want that person on the other side of the table to react the way that you would want them to react to you. And I know sometimes that's hard, and in most of the time lately it feels like it just doesn't work out that way, but it can, and you can start to try to set that trend, and you'll be amazed, you know, just because my friends aligns on a certain political spectrum doesn't mean that I'm going to stop talking to them because they're on one side and I'm on the other. Our relationship, our friendship is not being held together by that, by any means. It's about all the other things, like the other things we actually have in common. We are obviously going to have different things that we don't really see eye to eye on. That's okay. That's what makes us all different. And that actually is an awesome thing, because in many ways, we can all learn from each other. That's, you know, because if you're a fan of something and I'm not, you can teach me something that I may have not known because I didn't care. I didn't want to know on my own. But since we're having a conversation, shoot, throw it at me. We'll see what happens. And, you know, there's just so many different ways that dialogue and conversations about these topics and subjects can go. And you'll be surprised that the amount of progress that can actually be made once that's the way you go about it. Now, if it's all about putting each other down, and treating each other like we're not human beings and we're not living in the same area. You know, like, you see how kind of you break it up and you try to separate everybody to the point of just no return, almost? Look, you can make progress with so many different people and different groups and different ideas. And they notice I didn't say all, I said some, and there's a good bit, but there's, you know, I know that there are some out there that are pretty wild and crazy, but common ground is a technique. It's something that you need to, like, learn and practice. You need to, like, do as often as you can, because it is something that throughout your whole life you're going to use, and you could use, and you know what? You open so many more doors than close, as far as meeting new people, job opportunities, relationships, new hobbies or interests or passions, you know? But if you're closed-minded and you're just like, I'm not going out there, that common ground, no, I'd rather stay over here on uncommon ground, where I'm in my own little space, my own little island, where I'm different, and I don't ever want to even look at that other side like we're even close to being similar. You know, that's just not going to do anybody any good. But like I've already kind of touched on, you know, you just got to be open. You got to be open with each other and keep an open mind. Admit when you're wrong, whenever that does happen. You're not always going to be right. You're not always going to be the good guy. You're not perfect, and whatever you represent is not perfect. Most of the things that we do represent are human made, and they will have flaws, and people are going to make mistakes, and that is just something that we need to grasp and accept better than we've ever had to, because now everybody's lives, everybody's secrets, everybody's interests, everything is out there for the world, and we've seen it. You know, things come out in the news to each other, between friends and family. I mean, just be open, honest, and especially with yourself. You know, why do you think the way you think? Why do you believe what you believe? Make sure that when you do even have the opportunity to have a discussion, that you can really back it up. That you're not just following the crowd, and you're not just liking it or supporting it because it's what your family did, or it's because what the majority of people do. You know, if everybody says, I like Red Dead Redemption 2, 10 out of 10, I love this game, game of the year, masterpiece, and I just didn't like it, right? I just, not my game, you know, not having the best time with it, then that's okay. I shouldn't feel like this peer pressure of thinking like, dang, everybody likes it and I don't. What's wrong with me? I guess I gotta like it anyways. Your buddy goes, hey, you like Red Dead Redemption? Hell yeah. Game of the year, right? Am I right? It's like, who are you trying to convince? Me or you? So that is like a pretty easy example. I know, like, when it comes to like certain beliefs, different things, it can get deeper. But that's why you have to take it upon yourself, especially as you get older, to reinforce those things, to really do your own research. And I mean research, I mean reading, I mean watching and listening. I'm not saying just look up a headline and just take someone else's word for it. That's why I'm just a big, big supporter of, check out reviews for things. Check out reactions. Do all that. But just remember that that's that person's opinion. I don't care if they get paid to review something. I don't care. They are still someone different than you. And that might mean that whatever they might not like, you might love. And you need to not let them, in their opinion, be the reason why you didn't get a chance to experience that, whatever that is. So just keep that in mind. That's with anything. Just because you grew up in a household that was huge fans of this team and they believed in this and they voted this way, that right at 18 when you get out of the house, that's what you got to do. Don't ask no questions. Let's just focus on other things. No. Stop. You have time. You have the resources to do your own exploring. You know, I've done so many things here in my 20s where I've realized, like, not that really a lot of things growing up were wrong. It was just like, okay, that's just those individuals' beliefs. And really, this over here aligns more with my personal, you know, idea of whatever it is, you know? Like, I had to discover things on my own, and that's something I really, really encourage all of you to do, no matter what it is. It can be from video games to political ideologies or philosophies or religion or whatever. It can get deep, it can get shallow, but I'm just saying, just know why you even are getting frustrated when you watch the news and you're going, oh, they're a what? Well, you know, all those what are, you know, bad people, you know, I don't like, you know that they, no, you gotta do your research. And if you get this emotional reaction, if you like, there's certain things that you need to look out for, but at least you'll have the confidence when it's all said and done, then whenever you have the opportunity to have a conversation, that you'll be able to speak with conviction. You'll be able to have this passion about yourself that doesn't feel like programmed and just like you're relaying a message. You're just echoing something that you've been told your whole life, and you don't even know if you believe it yourself, but you're just like, yeah, I guess there is this, and you know what, I guess they are the best team, and you're right, I've heard that is the, you know, it just can go on and on. But that's one of the big things about this whole episode is, one, you need to listen and you need to try to understand each other more. That is a big, big problem and a big source of a lot of this friction between not just the political climate, but just in general, in life, is we get so in the habit of getting on social media, and the questions are like, what's on your mind? What are you doing? So it's all about you. Posting pictures of yourself, you know, always about you, always about you. And it's easy when it's always about you, and then you're around or surrounding yourself and connecting with people that are similar in fashion, then it's really easy there. But just remind yourself that almost every day for over the past decade, a lot of us have been almost conditioned now to just let it be all about us. And if you're not with me, you're against me. And that's where I think we've only learned how to talk and we forgot how to listen. And that's got to change. And I think that's going to be the real reason behind it all if things don't get better in whatever it is. When a company is just doing things out of greed, right? And they're not listening to their consumers that are shouting and posting and talking about, hey, your product has problems, but you're charging this. You know, if they're not listening, what's going to happen? They're going to lose customers. They're going to lose support. They're going to lose their reputation. That can happen with our own personal relationships. If you just is talking up a storm and you're not allowing anybody room to, you know, give their perspective or their point across, they're not just here to listen to you. Says the guy that's recording a podcast and talking to himself for an hour. But you know what I'm saying? I think it's just that there's a lot of things that are telling us to speak your mind, talk. But we need to learn how to talk with common sense and with thought and well thought out, you know, spoken words, and not just like whatever comes to our mind right then and type it up, post it for everybody to digest. And, you know, we just need to learn how to, like, you can talk, then stop, listen. Okay, don't have too much to say. Cool. I have something else to say. You know, communication, how we talk to each other. You know, everything's reading these texts and different messages and stuff. That it's like, how do we even vocally talk to each other anymore? Have we lost like that ability? Is it something that we will continue to lose? And that generations from now, people will just have more of like this emotionless weird, distant and disconnected connection with each other, where your face will be this blank stare. The only way that you can show emotions is by like pressing your Apple Watch 27 and the projection of an emoji pops up or something, like some Black Mirror stuff. I don't know. It's frustrating for me because I've always been pretty much middle of the way, middle ground when it comes to a lot of different things. I mean, there are things that I obviously like and I, you know, I choose over others, but I try my very best to see why others even believe or like whatever it is that I don't. And I've always been a firm believer in, you know, we are more alike than we are different, and that there's a lot of people out there that want us to all focus on what makes us different. And that's where the message gets blurred, because on one hand, be different, right? That's the message. Be unique, be yourself. Go do it. But just remember, at the core of it all, we are all the same, for the most part. We all really want the same things, and I just want to be happy, and I know that you do. And if a Sony PlayStation and an Apple iPhone and McDonald's and the whole collection of Marvel movies makes you happy, and DC and Nintendo and Burger King and Android, and you know, I vote Democrat and you vote Republican, or I scream Roll Tide and you scream War Eagle, and you know, we still really all support in a way a lot of the same things, and at the end of the day, we're just all trying to discover ourselves and just be happy and accept us for who we are. Sometimes it's hard to explain why we think or feel a certain way about things, and that's when you need to take that note of, okay, I need to really dig deep and figure out why. And I don't know if you'll ever find the answer. There's a lot of things that you probably go throughout your whole life just not really ever able to explain, and nobody else can really help you understand it either, but that's okay. But yeah, guys, I mean, that's really my spill on it all. I really just hope that we can, no matter where you live, no matter who you are, no matter what your background is, no matter where you're going, no matter whatever separates us, that we can all at least try to practice a little bit more empathy when it comes to each other, and we can respect each other's beliefs, and we can just try to better understand ourselves and why we like or believe in the things that we believe in before we go out and start really trying to go on this crusade of trashing and putting each other down because you don't see the things that I see the way I see them, you know. So yeah, wow. Well, I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I really, really dig these kind of topics, and I really just wanted to make sure that as much as like the topic of the United States is polarized and divided, and as much as you're hearing that, and that's like a topic in itself another day, but that you take in consideration that it's not just politics. There's a lot in our lives, in our worlds, that I guess you would say polarize us. And we need to figure out a way, as we move forward, how we're going to deal with knowing that there's so many people out there in the world. There's so many that like what I like, and there's so many people that don't. And like, how do we live together and not put each other down? And hopefully you just get something from this episode and you think of that word differently. So next time you hear it, you'll start thinking about things in a different perspective. And it would be really cool, especially for this episode, to hear your guys' thoughts and opinions and reactions to this topic. And what are some other things out there that you think fall into that that category of like Apple, Android, Marvel, DC, those rivals? There's, because there's a difference. You can be a rival or you can be an enemy. you know, a rivalry is so different than if you're my enemy. Because, yeah, we'll get into that in another episode, actually. But this was fun. Let me go ahead and pull up the outro, and I will let you guys get out of class for today, huh? The bell's about to ring. Thank you for listening to another episode of Wonder Soul. This was episode number 40, titled Polarize. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and share. It does support Wonder Soul tremendously. And there are many ways to support Wonder Soul. One of those being becoming a Patreon subscriber, sharing these episodes, reviewing the podcast, following us on social media and on Twitch and, all those platforms and stuff that I covered at the beginning of the episode. That always helps out so much. This platform, this podcast and everything is growing, and it's very exciting. It's in a very exciting time to be making podcasts and streaming games on Mixer and Twitch and stuff. So I really hope that you guys enjoy these and, you know, become a part of the building blocks and the foundation of this podcast, because we still are in our early stages. This being the 40th episode is crazy wild to me, but we're not even a year into it, and there's so much that I can't wait to expand and try and do as time moves forward. Let's see, is there anything else? Let me see. I guess I'll go ahead and mention a couple things. One, if you're new to podcasts, you could always look up Wonder Soul on iTunes. YouTube's a really good spot to check them out, because if you're not really a fan of podcasts, it's a good platform that a lot of us are familiar with. You got Podbean, which is the hosting site for Wonder Soul, and that's an app that you can download not just Wonder Soul, but like podcasts like Double Toasted and Joe Rogan Experience and Stuff They Don't Want You to Know. That's just a few examples. Google Podcasts and Google Play Music. We're on Anchor, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Spotify, which, tonight as I record this, it's Thursday night. So we got some new music, and it's going to be fun. I'm going to be jamming out all weekend and streaming on Twitch. So if you have Spotify, you can listen to Wonder Soul there. So that's awesome, right? And they have a lot of other podcasts on there. I know they're trying to expand their support. And there was one more thing. So I reached out to a podcaster by the name of Studio MacGyver. He has a podcast and a YouTube channel, Studio MacGyver. Dragon Ball and Video Game Podcast, and we are hopefully going to collaborate and work together next week at the soonest to do a Dragon Ball episode, and I am super, super excited. Such a cool dude. I've been listening to his podcast ever since I discovered it. One day I randomly was like, I wonder if there's any podcasts about Dragon Ball Z, and sure enough, his was the one that popped up, and since then, I've been watching whatever videos he puts on YouTube. He's been doing a lot more YouTube stuff. And he's just a cool dude. I think you guys are really going to enjoy that episode. More details over the weekend. Hopefully we are going to be talking probably tomorrow or throughout the weekend. But yeah, guys, I'll let you guys know more details. And if you follow us on Twitter or Instagram, you'll be updated. But I don't think that you guys will have an episode Monday. It would probably be Tuesday or sometime next week. But I know Veterans Day is Sunday, and a lot of things are closed on Monday, so it's a long weekend. So I hope you guys enjoy your weekend. From one vet to another, I thank you for your service. I know the amount of work, sacrifice, stress, and effort that it takes to be in the military and just to serve this country. So I thank you. And anybody listening to this, if you get the chance to say Happy Veterans Day to anyone you know that currently or has served in the military, please just make them feel good. You should be very, very proud of what you do, and go enjoy some free food. It's gonna be awesome, right? That's what I did. That's what I'm gonna do. Everybody, I really appreciate all the support, all the feedback that I've been getting about the most recent episodes, and even going back further into the catalog. Thank you so much, and your time is precious, and I try to respect that, and I try to improve every single episode. And you know, if it wasn't for y'all, there would be no point of this crazy dude that goes by Bearded Buddha talking to himself for like over an hour. So thank you. This is going to wrap up episode 40, Polarized by Wonder Soul at Podcast. Remember to check out Wonder Gaming on Twitch, and have a good weekend. Do good, take care, and later.
There are places in and around our great cities where the natural world has all but disappeared. You can make out streets and sidewalks, autos, parking garages, advertising billboards, monuments of glass and steel, but not a tree or a blade of grass or any animal, besides, of course, the humans. There are lots of humans. Only when you look straight up through the skyscraper canyons can you make out a star or a patch of blue. Reminders of what was there long before humans came to be. It's not hard going to work every day in such a place to be impressed with ourselves. How we've transformed the earth for our benefit and convenience. But a few hundred miles up or down, there are no humans. Our impact on the universe is nil. In the last 10,000 years, an instant in our long history, we've abandoned the nomadic life. We've domesticated the plants and animals. Why chase the food when you can make it come to you? For all its material advantages, the sedentary life has left us edgy, unfulfilled. Even after 400 generations in villages and cities, we haven't forgotten. There are now people on every continent and the remotest islands, from pole to pole, from Mount Everest to the Dead Sea, on the ocean bottoms, and even, occasionally, in residence 200 miles up. Humans, like the gods of old, living in the sky. These days, there seems to be nowhere left to explore. Victims of their very success, the explorers now pretty much stay home. Maybe it's a little early. Maybe the time is not quite yet. But those other worlds, promising untold opportunities, beckon. Just now, there are a great many matters that are pressing in on us, that compete for the money it takes to send people to other worlds. Should we solve those problems first, or are they a reason for going? Our planet and our solar system are surrounded by a new world ocean, the depths of space. It is no more impassable than the last.